At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer. And joining us down the line is Phil Thomas, the Director of London South East. Phil, how are you doing today?
Morning, Jenny. Very well, thank you.
So we're going to start with Frontier Commodities, is that right?
Frontier Resources, sorry. FRR, the ticker code. It's an oil and gas exploration company and production in Georgia. And it's a small one. The reason I'm mentioning it is it's been talked about an awful lot at the moment on LSE.co.uk. It's been on our top chatted for the last week. It's had an interesting price movement the last few days. It sort of spiked up almost, I think it doubled in price actually over a few days. The company has come out and said it doesn't know why that's going on. And actually it's down a couple of percent today as well. So it's an interesting one. I mention it because it's been talked about. So technically it's a watch hot. However, I'm not sure if there's any substance there or if it is just noise without merit at the moment. But we'll see. It's one to watch.
But presumably somebody in the market thinks they found something and they're betting on that.
Absolutely. There's been a bit more. Generally, it's a relatively small company, 18 million market cap. But there has been a bit of volume in the last few days. And yeah, like you say, the market maybe think something's up.
So anything else in the stock market that's catching your eye moving forward?
There's Premium African Minerals. They were the most talked about yesterday on the site. Also our most traded on our trading platform. They've slightly bigger company, 31 million market cap, and they were up 3.5% yesterday. They had a couple of RNSs, and the CEO there, I think it's George Roach, I don't want to get that wrong, but very, very passionate about his company. He seems to have a lot of interests in, they've invested in some other minerals companies as well. They have activity around South Africa, Western Africa, I think, and that's quite interesting as well. They seem to be having a lot to announce. They've been sort of popping out an RNS every other day almost, and that looks interesting too. And I say it's been a hot chat topic on the site, and actually that's something else we have seen with that one is the trading volumes a little bit. Frontier had a bit of spike of activity, whereas Premier African Minerals has seen sort of consistent volume for the last month now. So it seems like someone's flicked a switch with them a little bit. So that one's a bit interesting as well.
And is there generally a good relationship between how much stock is talked about and whether it'll be a price riser?
I wouldn't say so. I say people talk about it potentially after the event. So obviously when something looks interesting, it suddenly starts moving. Everybody talks about it because obviously, particularly with the AIM stocks, the penny shares, they only have to move a couple of P and people have doubled or tripled their money. I think that Prem is the code for that one. Actually went up from, I think it was 0.2P late January to it was 0.8 yesterday. So that's four times your money almost. So people get very excited about that, obviously. But I would say on both those shares, though, looking through the trades, the trading volumes are still, compared to some of the big boys, obviously relatively thin. And it does look like private investors. The trades are sort of £500, £1,200. The few big ones are sort of £10,000, but obviously that's not institutional. That's people sort of trying the luck a little bit. But still interesting shares. And if you're into that, it's good. People do like to talk about those ones because I guess they're quite exciting. So.
And what else should we be keeping our eye on?
A couple of ones I picked. It's been a funny market the last couple of weeks for me. I was into my commodities and looking at that, and that's all been a bit shaky. But one of the tools I want to highlight that I use for stock picking on our site is a thing called the Sequential Risers tool. You can find it under the Share Prices tab and Research Tools, but it lets you see what shares have had a streak effectively. So you can say in the last 2 months what shares have gone up and by how much in a row. So I picked off two. I did the last 30 days, and there's a company called BlackRock Throgmorton Trust, which is a mouthful. It's an investment trust. You can actually trade it, but it went up 11 days straight, which is really unusual for any share or any equity. Literally 11 days in a row went up, and that was between the end of January and the 15th of February. And that's a much bigger company, 280 million market cap, and they're They're exposed. Obviously, they buy equities, and it's a bit like buying into a fund, but with it's just a little bit easier to get involved. And they actually have some CFD activity as well, so they will go short some of the markets down. They'll still aim to make a profit. And I say that had a very good good run. And the other one that actually picked up on that tool was a company called Wincanton. Their share prices have been modestly rising, but steadily over the whole of last year. Not quite double, but not far off. Very, very tight spread, 0.09%, so it wouldn't take long to get your money back. And that's 340 million market cap. But yeah, that one went up 10 days straight as well, which again is quite unusual for shares. If you look at many shares, they'll sort of have a 4 days up, 1 day down, and particularly if they follow the FTSE, and that's jiggling around a bit as well. But yeah, those particular two companies. But that's all we'll highlight. Things that are going up consistently, and that generally says, you know, they can have a streak like that again. Yes, they were my picks today.
Okay, fantastic. Phil, thank you so much. Phil Thomas there from London Southeast.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.